It's day three of Manchester Weekender 2011. So lots on again today, all sorts of things, family-friendly things, Jarvis Cocker this afternoon, this evening, obviously, and also some interesting walking tours, which I'm about to go on one called Manchester Psychogeography, how Manchester messes with your mindset, something like that. Anyway, I'm not doing a very good job. So I'm here with the lady who's going to take us on that walk. And your name is?
I'm Anne Beswick.
So psychogeography is something that I personally hadn't come across. I think that's, you know, that's probably just me. But it's an interesting term. And I was wondering kind of if you could just tell us a little bit more about what it means and what today's walk is going to be all about.
Well, psychogeography is one of those very trendy things, those very quite arty things now, that can mean really what you want it to mean, depending on which angle you come at it from. It can be political, it can be which bases are used for things like political protest, which are being perhaps manipulated by the powers that be to make us behave in certain ways. It can be more to do with local history, what's happened in one's place as opposed to another, why we use something like St Anne's Square differently to how we use somewhere like Castlefield or Piccadilly Gardens. You can sort of come at it from the occult and what lies beneath, what's the bones of Manchester, the things that have happened in certain places, and why they happened. But for example, we're not going to Castlefield today because we've not got time, but you could look at Castlefield and think, Manchester started at Castlefield 2,000 years ago, more or less. Also, when the canals came in, that was a huge boost for the Industrial Revolution. Then we got the world's first passenger railway station, all in Castlefield. What's special about that place that such important things happened there? Why didn't they happen, you know, in other places around Manchester?
So, I mean, it is a fascinating subject when you actually start to get into it, because, like you say, it can mean so many things. It means that how perhaps architects would kind of approach a space, and what effect that has on a person in terms of, and on a group of individuals in terms of that space. And I guess Manchester in particular as a city has changed so much over the last few years in terms of its spaces, its outside spaces. I wonder if that's had a kind of any effect collectively on the city, and, you know, obviously with the bombing and so on, that completely changed around this area and where we are now, which is the Royal Exchange. I'm assuming when the architects kind of look at rebuilding the place, you know, they're thinking about the space and how people are going to use it and perhaps opening it up and so on. But yeah, I think it's interesting as well that the effect it can have on someone. Like you say with Castlefield, because although Castlefield started as kind of the centre of the city, for a period in kind of the 80s, wasn't it sort of marginalised slightly before it then came into use again?
Yeah, the important places of Manchester have changed an awful lot over the years. I would say when it first began as a little village, really, a sort of a stopover place between York and Chester, for 400 years, Castlefield was where people lived in Manchester. Later on, it became, in medieval times, it became around the what's now the cathedral and the marketplace there. Okay. Then, as you say, it's moved to various places. Over at Piccadilly and what was Oldham Street, I'm a lot older than you. When I was a girl many years ago, that was the buzzing heart of Manchester. Mm. Now it's moved up here. Mm. But you're absolutely right about, I think, the design and the planning altering how people use a space. For example, since the bombing, they've put in New Cathedral Street. That's changed things entirely. I used to think that the cathedral was over there somewhere, but because there was a line of buildings going across the end of Deansgate, it was somewhere completely different. By putting that road in, they've changed how people behave. Because again, one of the things about psychogeography, another method of coming to it is how the spaces and the arrangement of the spaces, the planning, the design affects your behaviour and your emotions. Why you feel happier, perhaps, in one place and perhaps a bit fearful somewhere else. If it's a little narrow lane, you feel a little bit nervous about who could come out and get you if it's a bit dark. And
hopefully we'll have none of that today. It's a fascinating subject. And as I say, I mean, it's not a term I'd heard of particularly before, but I think that, like you're saying, it seems like maybe it's kind of an up-and-coming trendy word. So I'm expecting we'll hear kind of more of it in the, you know, in the coming times. But so today's tour is starting actually shortly, so we'll leave it there.